Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. The final holdout at a national wildlife refuge in Oregon has surrendered 40 days after the armed militants began their occupation. NPR's Martin Costi reports the ordeal ended with a couple of tense hours, all streamed in a live audio feed over the internet.
The leaders of the occupation were arrested 2 weeks ago, and most of the other militants left soon after that. But four of them hung on until a showdown with the FBI last night. They negotiated a peaceful surrender this morning, but one of them, a man named David Fry, held out for a couple more hours, insisting that the government hear his grievances. Finally, around 11 a.m. Pacific time, he gave up too, a moment that was captured by the cell phone he was holding.
I'm walking towards them right now. I'm walking towards you, David. Keep walking, my friend.
The armed occupation started on January 2nd as a protest against federal ownership of land in the West. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The Congressional Black Caucus is trying to come to Hillary Clinton's rescue. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the group's Political Action Committee formally backing Clinton.
The CBC PAC endorsement comes after Clinton was trounced in New Hampshire. The race now moves to South Carolina, where black voters make up more than half of the Democratic primary electorate. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries from New York says Clinton has the best record in the black community, especially on gun control.
Hillary Clinton has been there from the very beginning, and Bernie Sanders has not just simply been missing in action. He's been on the wrong side.
And Congressman John Lewis from Georgia publicly questioned Bernie Sanders' civil rights record. This announcement comes as some high-profile African Americans, including Ta-Nehisi Coates and Harry Belafonte, have said they support Sanders. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The Republican presidential race is now focused on the next GOP primary in South Carolina on February 20th. After that, seven states hold primaries on Super Tuesday, which is March 1st. Carly Fiorina and Chris Christie are the latest Republican candidates to drop their bids after poor showings in Iowa and New Hampshire. Scientists have just made a major announcement about detecting gravitational waves, ripples in space-time continuum. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has more.
So actually detecting a gravitational wave takes a lot of work, and scientists have built these special instruments that use lasers to precisely measure the length of two distances, and they can see tiny changes in length, and that's how they know a gravitational wave has passed.
On Wall Street, stocks are sinking again today. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 272 points, down more than 1%. You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has delayed the trial of the man charged in the shooting deaths of nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina last June. Dylan Roof's attorney says his client will plead guilty if the federal government chooses not to seek the death penalty. A decision on that is expected in March or April, but the state has charged Roof with nine counts of murder, and South Carolina prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Kentucky's governor has signed into law today a law making it harder for women to get an abortion. Kentucky Public Radio's Ryland Barton says it's one of several proposed anti-abortion measures in the state.
The informed consent law will require women seeking an abortion to have a face-to-face or video conference meeting with a doctor 24 hours before the procedure. The only abortion providers in Kentucky are in Lexington and Louisville, in the middle of the state. The ACLU argues that if women in remote parts of the state don't have a video conference platform, the law will require them to travel long distances and spend the night to get an abortion. The Democratic-led state house struck down anti-abortion measures in past legislative sessions. The chamber has warmed up to the issue this year when all 100 seats are up for election in the increasingly conservative state. For NPR News, I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort, Kentucky.
President Obama is in California today helping raise money for Democrats. He's scheduled to headline four fundraisers. In two of them in Silicon Valley, two others in Los Angeles. While in Los Angeles, the president will also tape an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I'm Lori London, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.